Units 9 and 10. Part 3. Listening.
Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях с A8 по A14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранными вами варианту ответа.
Today in the studio we are talking to Sophie Green, the novelist, about her shopping habits and how she handles money. Welcome, Sophie.
Thank you.
So perhaps you could start by telling us a little about the local shops in your area and where you do most of your shopping.
Yes, of course. Well, I'm lucky to have quite a few good local shops which are less than 5 minutes' walk away. There's the usual bakery, butchers, greengrocers, chemists and a newsagent's, but nothing like a music and DVD store, of course. It's such a help to have these shops nearby, so I can pop out if I've forgotten something from the supermarket, and I try to support them as much as I can. However, of course, I couldn't afford to buy everything from the local shops, so I have to do a weekly trip to the supermarket. When I go round the supermarket, I always keep an eye out for bargains and special offers, since you can save quite a lot of money that way.
Yes, you're absolutely right. How far do you have to travel, Sophie, to get to a bank or a post office?
Well, I wish they hadn't closed down the local post office last year, because I now have to take the car, which is rather annoying. It's just a 5 minute trip, but it's too far to go on foot. It's such a pity for the elderly people, especially those who don't drive. The bank is in the nearest town, and I usually go there whenever I go to the supermarket, so I don't have to make too many trips. All my other shopping has to be done in town too, although I must admit I do as little as possible of that. When you're working on a chapter of a novel, the last thing you want to do is waste time in the shops. My friends often complain, though, that they can't even meet me for a cup of coffee, since I'm always in a hurry.
Well, Sophie, I can see that you're hardly a shopaholic, are you? But perhaps you have had some bad shopping experiences that you could tell us about.
Actually, yes. There are two occasions I remember when I felt particularly annoyed. One was last summer, when I realised at the last minute that I had nothing to wear to a friend's wedding, and I only had 2 days left. So on the day before the wedding, I raced into town where there was a big department store. I could have gone to my friend Gina's small clothes shop on the other side of town, but I didn't really have time, and also she might not have had anything in my size. She usually only has very small sizes and very high prices. Anyway, the department store was very busy. There was a queue for the changing room, and I couldn't really find anything that I liked. In the end, I panicked and bought a blue silk trouser suit, which I thought would be okay, but in fact, I've never worn it again since. A bad buy, and probably more expensive than what I could have got from Gina's shop. The other occasion was when I was in a shoe shop, trying on some shoes. I really wanted something sensible for every day, but the shop assistant kept on bringing me shoes with heels. In the end, she persuaded me to buy a brown pair with heels in a 5.5 instead of a 6, which is the size I normally wear. She said they looked lovely on me, but of course, they've always remained uncomfortable, and I simply can't wear them.
Well, we've all made mistakes like that, Sophie, I'm sure. And finally, what's your relationship with money generally like? Good or bad?
Well, apart from those couple of times I mentioned when I made silly decisions, I think it's quite good, really. I use my debit card rather than my credit card because I want to know that I'm only spending what I've got in the bank. I try to save a little, which isn't easy, and, as I said before, I do try not to waste money on expensive day-to-day shopping. I don't think anyone could say that I'm careless with my money.
If only everyone had your sensible approach to money, Sophie. Anyway, many thanks and good luck with the writing.